Agency Services for the Fletcher Jones end of season sale on now.
9 minutes to six. CSI Melbourne with Media Officer Nat Webster. The Webinator, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
So we had a fairly quiet night last night, which is good, but our friends down at Somerville Highway Patrol had a busy day yesterday. They impounded a couple of cars. Two of them were fairly stock standard speeding ones, but the second one they picked up, which was 4:20 a.m. yesterday morning in Frankston, a unregistered Holden sedan with stolen number plates. The driver had a disqualified license. Both he and his passenger were wanted on outstanding warrants. We located what's believed to be methamphetamines in the car. And we also located a sword in his vehicle as well. So, probably a little bit out of the ordinary. He returned a positive preliminary oral fluid test, but then refused to take the second one. And he is going to be charged with a plethora of charges.
Yeah, there'll be one short at the CSIRO then this morning.
So he's unregistered, he's disqualified,
he's
on stolen meth. Plates.
He's on meth, he's got meth, he's and refused a further meth test.
Yes. Mm.
And he's got a sword.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Wow, well, you're right.
Well, he's on his way to his...
I do like the fact, Nat,
yeah.
that you started your report today with so.
That's I knew a sure I had to build into it.
Yeah, yeah, it was nice. It was a bit like the bloke who gave evidence on a sketch done by Monty Python once, where he's sworn in, he's in the witness box and he's sworn, and he goes, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So anyway... righto.
Was this fellow a registered fencer?
I'm sorry, what? Well, no, he wasn't. I just got what you meant.
Was he on his way to his fencing class?
No, perhaps? I don't think so.
To represent Australia at the...
Anyway, he got bail.
Yes, he was. Bailed to appear at Frankston Magistrates Court in September. And it was actually his passenger that ended up being charged in related to the prohibited weapon.
Well, what time's he due back in court?
Oh, sometime in September. Ah. I don't have an exact date. But,
only two more sleeps for him.
Oh, very good.
So...
Welcome to Monday.
Good on you, Nat.
Have a good day.